My name is Hans Bethe. I was lucky to get into physics in the year 1926, when quantum theory became respectable and when we got a well-formulated theory from which everything could be calculated. Atomic physics was the most important part of physics, certainly from 1900 on. And there existed a theory by Niels Bohr, one of the two great physicists of the 20th century, the other being Einstein. The theory by Bohr explained the spectral lines of the hydrogen atom, the simplest atom that we know. Spectral lines are the colors which any specific atom radiates. But the theory was unsatisfactory. It had all sorts of difficulties. And in 1926, suddenly it became clear through the work of two people, Heisenberg and Schrödinger. And it was wonderful because all problems could now be solved with the help of the Schrödinger equation that had been mysterious for 100 years. So we had then a theory which explained all atoms, all molecules, all chemistry, and since it explains all chemistry, it also explains all biology. So it is the theory of the world, and remarkably, it has not changed since then. I was fortunate of going to graduate school with one of the great teachers of the century, Arnold Sommerfeld, who had taught Heisenberg, one of the authors. And he, Sommerfeld, was very famous, and so he got the galley proofs of Schrödinger's papers, and Sommerfeld made every one of his 10 graduate students take one part of Schrödinger's papers and present it in a seminar. So we all learned this fundamental theory from the ground up. So it was a wonderful time for us who were just beginning physics, because there were so many problems, and any problem we tackled with the help of the Schrödinger equation could be solved and gave an answer. I worked constantly, all my waking hours. I often couldn't go to bed until 3 o'clock, and then I slept very long afterwards. I was terribly excited because there was so much to do, and whatever I did gave a result. Then I was very lucky because Hitler made me leave Germany. And by that I came to America with a completely different attitude than Germany. And I think if I had stayed in Germany, I would not have been as good a physicist as I was here. So I was very lucky. I was lucky to get into physics in 1926. I was lucky to get out of Germany in 1933 and to get to America. I was lucky in the way I got to the right place at the right time.